that's really awesome that you're creating because you're intentional and you're looking towards the future, an optimistic future.
And, you know, that's something that you have to do, and that's the analogy of, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. This whole process is bettering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Porn was just something that was obviously a huge negative. And it, when we were younger, or, you know, me being 27 years old, I still thought it was okay. But porn has this negative effect on everybody's lives where you think that what is happening in those videos is real. And you tend to think, okay, I can click on the next video. I can click on the next picture. And then when you get into a relationship, well, you become kind of numb to that person because you think, oh, there's something bigger and better beyond that.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right. Your body does become numb because you really kind of, when you're watching porn, you disconnect except from your penis. But it really is a disconnection. And being with the real person, you really need to focus on becoming re-embodied and actually feeling
Absolutely.
Again and focusing on senses.
And, you know, we'll go right to my 3 points, and that actually brings us to the feeling point. And I'll start with that one and then work my way into confidence in the relationship.
Okay.
Feeling is something that I've actually had a hard time working with here. And it's maybe it's because I've watched porn for so long that I'm just desensitized to the real thing, or I don't know how to react. But feeling has been the most difficult obstacle, I feel, in this whole reboot process. And I'll give a couple examples. When I say feeling, what do I mean? I mean, how do I feel in a situation with a real woman? I'm extremely nervous. I wasn't when I first, you know, I was in a relationship for about 6 years. I dated after that for a few years, and yes, I was nervous, but I wasn't like nervous to the point where, oh my God, can I perform?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, because I had issues for so long, I'm confident with who I am and how I, you know, portray myself in front of a woman, but my problem is I get nervous when it comes to the actual act of performing love, and that's something that we need to kind of overcome and just allow to happen because it's something that hasn't happened for a long time.
You know, Michael, you said performing love. That's a different language. You know, you're talking about performance, so like focusing on is your penis going to stay hard, but you came from a different place. You said performing love. That's more heart. It's coming from the heart. Maybe if you just stayed focused on the heart, the penis wouldn't even be an issue.
And you know what? That's something that I feel that's kind of lost in this generation. And then I had a long conversation with my best friend here in Canada while we were at a bar mm-hmm. after fishing a stream all day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the fact that, you know, We are the type of people that tend to look at relationships more than just, I mean, yes, there is a passion, there is an attraction to that person that you love, but you also want to perform at best, but there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make love with just who you are and how you act with that person on a daily basis. It's not what happens in bed. You know, it's there's more to it.
Yep.
And that's something that's lost. You don't see that in porn.
No.
You just see the, let's hop in bed and go.
Right. Right. That's why it's a huge problem.
And I can totally agree with that because of the fact that people don't tend to romance mm-hmm. or allow the romance to build. They just expect that, oh my God, we go out for a drink. You know, we should probably go back and you know what. And then it becomes something that's very unintimate. It's not something special. It's just something that you're performing and doing. And then that's about it.
Okay, so what's your approach going to be? You've had time to think about
it. My approach and my working on my feeling, because I am nervous and I'm trying to understand my body basically coming out of this you know, this old habit of watching porn and thinking that that was a reality type thing, to understanding what reality is. You're not always going to feel aroused. You're not, your libido is not always going to be skyrocketing. It's basically like a time clock or a sand clock where you got to allow the time to kind of form. Mm-hmm. Learn who the person is, understand them, and then let the feelings come with that.
Yes, yeah.
And to each their own. Some people, it takes a little longer than others, but I'm finding through this process that it takes a little different scenario for me to start to feel aroused. I have to understand the person rather than just their looks.
Right.
And that's something that's very overlooked.
Yeah, and the other thing that's overlooked, which I don't think a lot of people are aware of, is the concept of responsive desire rather than spontaneous. And this is women typically in long-term relationships have typically what's called a responsive desire. So they start being intimate, body gets aroused, then the desire comes. And when you're expecting the desire to come first, you know, you're setting yourself up for expectations. You have this goal. How about just relaxing and slowing down and enjoying step by step what you're doing? Body will get aroused and your desire will come.
Yes. And, you know, you bring up a good point, because I've spoken about accountability partners in the past couple of discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I'm basically helping out, and he's helping me out through the process as well, said something very, very similar to that. And it was the fact that, you know, yes, there are a lot of guys out there who just want to sleep with a woman and then they're done. But there's a lot of guys who don't want to just sleep with the woman. They want to be with the person, and they want to learn the person and their feelings. And he made a comment, and it was, some women think that it's just magic, that we're supposed to just be able to get an erection like that and be able to perform. And sometimes it's not that simple. And that's something that us as guys, at least as me, need to understand, is that it doesn't just come automatically sometimes. You need to feel.
Right, right.
And that's something that porn doesn't allow you to do. You think that it's supposed to just happen instantaneously, whereas love, it takes time.
Right, and desire to build. Yeah, desire to build with a partner, and that anticipation, instead of, again, just going right to arousal without letting that desire phase build and the anticipation build. That's what builds desire.
Yes, and that's, I'll relate that to my past ex in my relationship for 6 years. I've said this before, me and her, we didn't do anything for about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But as those 4 months went on, I knew I got closer and closer and closer to her, and when we did make love for the first time, it was like fireworks. It happened 4 times. You know, it's just, it's something that I long for, something that I have not had a very, very long time, and I'm very much looking forward to when that possibility comes back.
Well, Michael, will you consider going slow again?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one of those people who can go to a bar and take a lady home. That's unfortunately, I like that, but it's not who I am, and I need to understand that. I'm, like I said before, I am someone who likes to take my time in a relationship and kind of build that intimacy. So when that first time does come, there's a lot more depth to it. It's not just rip your clothes off, go to it. It's you know who that person is.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Trust.
Yeah.
So feeling is a big part of this reboot. So feeling, you know, it's not only how you're feeling in a scenario with a woman or with whoever you're with, a partner. It's about understanding yourself and learning, you know, what your body is actually doing and what your body is actually feeling. And something that I'm trying to focus on is, I know that I'm not going to be aroused at every point of the day. I know that if I go to a bar and I see a really pretty woman, I'm not going to just, boom, pop an erection like that.
Mm-hmm.
It, for me, it takes time, and I need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But something I'm also overcoming is learning to de-stress and to enjoy the moment and not to rush through them. And that brings up the point you made of not rushing into sex, to take your time,
mm-hmm.
to learn the person.
Right. Right.
Another thing that mm-hmm. I found that was very, very important, and I feel like I kind of made a small mistake in the reboot, is teasing. And a lot of us guys, you know, after, you know, watching porn and masturbating for so long, your natural mindset is to, oh, it's okay. And your mind plays tricks on you to tell you it's okay. So if I can say anything through this reboot and through this feeling stage for me, it's to completely keep teasing yourself out of the picture.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is you're going to have mornings where you're going to feel extremely aroused, and you're going to want to feel that arousal and feel good about it,
mm-hmm.
and to see if your reboot's really on track.
Okay.
You know, is am I getting a perfect erection? I don't know. Yes, I feel like it. And then you tease yourself.
Okay.
So not to the point where you orgasm. But.
So you're kind of test driving the equipment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And that's something that I would recommend not doing for anybody that's going through this refocus reboot.
And that is because?
That is because I feel like, you know, through the reboot, you go through these stages of flatline.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this before, where
mm-hmm.
basically your mind starts playing this game on you where you're not aroused. Your libido is extremely low. And I feel like I might have gone through that stage again because I might have teased just to make sure that I was on the right track.
Yeah.
And I will recommend completely not doing that and staying away from it.
Okay. All right. I have a recommendation because you talk about feeling. How about, like, so you're out in the woods now. How about really focusing on your senses? So, what a great place to do it. You focus on what you're hearing, you're seeing, you're smelling, all of those, you know, really take it in and focus on one sense at a time, because what happens, again, as you said, with porn is you desensitize your body, you really disconnect. So they're not really in tune to the cues of their body and the sensations that they're having. So practicing mindfulness and tuning into the senses is a great way to help you restore, to awaken the body, awaken the entire body. And that's what, you know, with great sex,
yes.
That's what happens. All your senses are engaged.
Absolutely. And I can agree with that because, you know what, like I said before, if anybody's going through this reboot, if they could take a weekend or a week away through that reboot and just kind of think about yourself, think about, you know, who you are, what you're trying to obtain, and just really focus, it's a huge step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, this whole week, not working, focusing, meditating on a stream,
mm-hmm.
kind of letting everything loose and just learning about who you are and how you're feeling, it really kind of clears your mind and allows you to take the next best step forward.
You know, I've heard you say quite a few times, like about, and not even in this discussion, about paying attention to how you're feeling. And you bring up a good point, because from the time, you know, that men or boys start doing this, masturbating to porn, they really kind of become tuned out or numb to what they normally would learn about their bodies and engage with.
Yes. Yes. And that's, I remember a time, okay, so I'll come to the ceiling stage. And I remember when I was with my girlfriend and at the time, and basically we didn't do anything. It was just kind of a rough patch in our relationship. And I remember I was at her school, and she had to go to school, and I was really wanting to be with her, but she had to go away. whatever that next couple hours later, I watched porn to kind of release that feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was so aroused and I was so, like, wanting to be with her that I didn't get it from her, so I went to porn.
Yes.
And that is absolutely the wrong mentality to have. And that starts at a very young age because a lot of guys, like we've talked about in the past, start at 12 years old. Mm-hmm. They think that if they can't get it in real life, oh, we always got porn to kind of back up on, and it'll make me feel better. Well, that only sets you up for failure in the future. And as a lot of guys can say now, that is the truth.
Yeah, and Michael, just imagine if you were 12 when you start to like get the urge to, you're really noticing girls, you know, you hit puberty, and so your motivator for sex or wanting to have a healthy sex life for your whole life is, I would assume, pretty strong. So do you think if you would have been educated, or you would have known at age 12 that if you do this, you can end up with a limp dick, do you think that you might have made a different decision?
I will say right now that if this was talked about in high school or elementary school, whatever the health ed kind of comes into play, I believe it was 7th or 8th grade for us, I no doubt probably would have second thought about what I was doing with porn. I mean, I've said this a couple times. I feel like I've lost 7 or 8 years of my life in my 20s. Am I happy with who I am? Yeah. Am I happy with my career? Absolutely. Do I have a lot of hobbies and a lot of skill sets? Yeah. But I was not happy with how I performed in bed. Yes, I was happy when I first was about 18 up to 20, let's just say 22, with, you know, some kinds of problems from 20 to 22. But if I was taught this from the beginning, and I was told that porn was basically like smoking, it's an addiction, it's a problem, it causes cancer, or it causes a brain defect, or a
sexual dysfunction,
you know, a psychological issue,
mm-hmm.
I would have stayed away from it. You know, it's like that DARE, D-A-R-E, drugs awareness. I remember in elementary school, a police officer would come in.
Right.
Teach us about drugs and the effects of drugs and how bad they were. They need to do something very similar about porn.
They do. You know, we're behind. Like, we're starting to see all the effects, and people who have been watching porn, and they're young people with, for no reason other than porn, are having sexual dysfunctions. Now they're starting to talk. Now I think there's going to start to be a movement. But, you know, educators and people are uncomfortable talking about sexuality, and we need to change that, because we are really, people are being set up for severe dysfunctions that are going to affect the way that they relate intimately for the rest of their life.
It could be for the rest of their life, because there are a lot of people out there that never even knew that this could be an issue. And
I think the majority, Michael.
Well, I can relate to that, because I know a lot of people who I've talked to about this scenario just kind of think of it as being, kind of a joke, and it really is not a joke, and you have to be kind of, when someone does say that, I basically look at them and say, no, it's not a joke. I'm a living proof that this is a problem, and if you think that this is a joke or I'm a joke, then you're really not my friend.
Yeah.
And they look at me and they kind of go, wow.
Yeah.
Are serious about this. I'm like, absolutely, I'm serious about it. And they kind of turn their point of view.
See, Michael, it's people like you who start talking and who actually can help others understand. And I mean, you can really, you're one of the people who can help to change the way people look at this and to help them make informed choices about what they're going to do, what they choose to do, knowing that it can affect their sexual function for the rest of their life.
Yes, and some sooner than later, or later than sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to bring us into our next, basically my next topic is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So confidence comes with information. If you don't know something, you're obviously not confident in what you're discussing or talking about or feeling or doing. I kind of like how he went from feeling into confidence. It actually works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've kind of come to how I'm feeling and kind of how I'm trying to portray, you know, this whole reboot and how I'm going to go on in the future with it, it brings me to the next step of confidence. Confidence, like I said, I'm learning this process. I'm starting to understand it, and I'm starting to understand who I am. So I'm becoming more confident with my steps or my discussions or how I talk to somebody about my issue or just talking in general.
Mm-hmm.
So confidence. I will say my confidence has been boosted tremendously for a number of different reasons. One, meditating has helped me find who I am and what I want.
Mm.
Two, working out and kind of becoming physically fit makes you confident in how you look and how much strength you have. And three, it makes you more confident in going after somebody you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that at this vacation, our first night here, I was feeling really, really good. I felt like I was looking good. I felt like I'd been meditating like I should be, and I was in a good spot. My friends and my family went out to a bar, and the only two girls at the bar who were hit on by multiple guys asked me for my number.
Uh-oh.
which is unbelievable because I've been coming up here for 16 years,
uh-huh.
and I've gone to a lot of bars and never built up the courage to be able to talk to somebody like we did that night. And thank God for my best friend. My best friend was here with me. He's kind of my wingman.
Yeah.
But she wanted my number, and actually she was relatively close to us. And ever since then, she's been texting back and forth. So,
So you're sending out a different vibe, Michael.
That is exactly the next thing I was going to say, is that once you become one with how you're feeling, mm-hmm. your confidence grows. And once your confidence grows, you kind of portray, or you kind of, you're like a sunlight.
Yeah.
Your rays are kind of like portraying up to those people, and they're noticing.
Absolutely. They're drawn to you, or they're drawn to that energy. Yeah. Yeah. So mental clarity, physical health, and now you're sending out good vibes.